developing a great concept, bringing it together with other great concepts, and from within, building a creative zone from where members and contributors can come together and enjoy safe spaces. That is a unicorn. And that is exactly what the team have created. A place for writers, fans, and people who need to be inspired, taken away for a while to worlds of wonder, and that has been built specifically for them. Great work, Julia Books, and of course, Jasmine and the rest of the team. Your strength of character, determination, purpose, and patience in abundance are attributes that most definitely characterize what you have done. We really want 2025 to be your year. Thank you again, Julia Books. This is your time. Tuana Mike, clocking out. Enjoy.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tin sud buta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping bi wawinje erochako domomet ndi
tu and a mic
podcast makende.
I am so happy to say that I am joined once again by Julia Books. Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi. Nice to see you, to hear you again. It's been a while, yes.
It has been a while. The entire world has gone crazy since we last spoke, but that's a completely different topic. But you have been up to some wonderfully interesting things again. I'm very envious in many ways, Julia Books. Do you want to talk a bit about what you've been up to?
Yeah, of course. So, when we last spoke, everything came a little bit different than we wanted to, and we had to do a lot of thinking and a lot of restructuring and a lot of using our brains and. And we did, and the first thing we did was a fresh start with a new name. So because we thought our format and our app and our team is so special that we should call it what it is, a unicorn. So we renamed the company to Unicorn Entertainment, and we rebranded the name of the app to Unicorn, and it was a really, really good feeling. It was really a fresh start, and so after a lot of talking and trying out what could work and what could be even better than that, what we already had, we started to paint a much bigger picture, because, you know, we're a little bit crazy, so to say it's on a nice way, we're not only having that new entertainment format that combines pictures and movies and audiobooks and usual books together. We also have a platform for authors and other creatives, which is called, or was called, Snipsel. It's a marketing tool where the fans can connect with their creative. We have also an augmented reality tool, which is called Augmality. And we have a social life shopping or social life show tool, where you can have your own live shows without the pressure of having a big follow community like you have on YouTube or on all the other social media platforms. And we thought, what if we put everything together and create a community, not only a community that connects the fans with the creators or the creatives, but also gives all the creatives a safe space where they can work together. Let's say you are an author and you're looking for an illustrator. So in our community, you will find someone, and we thought it would be a great idea to put everything together and to see what happens. And everyone we talked to about that idea was absolutely thrilled, because it's such a great thing. And of course you have your communities, but the synergies we can establish and we can make, it's completely different, because either you have a fan creator community or you have a working community, but you don't have a community where authors and illustrators and audiobook readers and all the creators come together and share their passion and build a strong community to create something completely new. And yeah, so that's the plan, world domination. And we're starting with a community. So if everyone who is interested in joining us can come to our website and leave their email, and it's the newsletter which you can
subscribe to.
Thank you. That was the word. And we'll send you all the information as soon as we know when to start. And yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to start that new journey.
I mean, it's also in many ways really interesting timing, because the social media world has kind of been thrown on its head. There are almost every day now, there are people moving from one platform to another platform. Lots of people are looking for safe platforms where they feel comfortable. And I mean, to have this, particularly for creative-minded people, it seems to me to really address a lot of the needs that people have as a means of connecting both their talents and their needs, but also their actual passions in a place which takes them away from all the crap of the real world.
Absolutely. If I look at myself, and when I started as an author, I used Facebook as my platform to be. And then I switched to Instagram. And but now, it's nice to watch some funny videos with small kittens and funny stuff. But to find my people who love my books and want to read my books, and I think it's an issue that a lot of creative people have, to find their audience, it's so hard. And if every author and every illustrator and every creator brings their own small fan base with them, we can build a huge fan community for all of them. So it's not a cake that gets smaller the more people want to eat. It's getting bigger. So and that's something which I think it's fantastic. And it's the nice stuff of a social network, but without all the bad stuff.
Which puts it quite succinctly. We both have always been, obviously you, because it's your project, you're working on it, you've committed so much of your time to it. And me, somebody who came to it one or two steps after you, of course. But very, very early on, both of us said how fantastic it is and all of the stuff that can be done with this one access point, unicorn now. And that's simply grown, and it continues to grow, and the possibilities that are there for people to use and to enjoy is also grown. And also what's wonderful, I find, is that none of your enthusiasm is diminished, none of your determination, none of your passion. And I think that's what really shines through in your choice of name. You know, as you said before, it's, you know, unicorn is a particularly an important creature of mythology, and the meaning that it brings with it. But it also says something about you guys, I think.
Yeah. It's absolutely more about the team dynamic, and all the passion and the creativity that comes together in our small team. Yeah. So that's the main cause why we said we're going to call it Unicorn, because it's the unicorn that makes the story. And I think that's why I love our claim, join the revolution of digital entertainment, become a unicorn. So it says all. Everybody, every creator is a unicorn. And let's tell the story together and make the world a little bit better for all the creative people out there, because I think we all have a hard time with all the AI stuff that's going on. I think it's something really, really great. I love using AI for developing my ideas. Like, you have a round table with 20 authors, but under your finger, and it's quite good to brainstorm with it. And it's nice if you need some pictures or some videos passed. But I think, let's say in 2 or 3 years, made by real people will be a quality. Like, made in Germany, it will be made by real people, will be a quality sign. And yeah, that's something we want to help, that the people have the possibilities to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I, as I said, where we were talking a bit before, that I've started writing again, and it's something that I've really wanted to get back to doing a bit of writing for a number of years now, but I could never focus on A, the concept, or B, developing that time slot. You know, you need your time slot to be able to do that. So I've got back to it now, finally, and I'm very much committed to the process. But I agree with you. As in AI, it does play an important role. For me, what I use it commonly for is research. So, you know, I've got an idea in my head, and the question is, okay, is this idea realistically feasible? Does the science reflect that concept? Or I ask for some kind of similarity in character from the past, and I, okay, is there a person in the past who fulfills these characteristics? And there are some suggestions that come up. So, you know, AI can be, as you say, a valuable resource, but it shouldn't become the author of your book.
No, I think everybody who is in writing or editing or in reading can tell you after 10 sentences, it's written by a human or by AI, because it doesn't feel human yet. But yeah, so what I love to do is to check if there are some holes in my story. So is it consistent? And it works fantastically, but I would never let AI write a part of my story. So that's something I'm gonna do by myself. But if there are aspects about, I don't know, I don't know anything about programming, but I can ask AI what are the pros and the cons of ethical hacking, for example. And it gives you a clear list of pros and cons that you can actually understand. So that's quite nice. And so also I think young authors, children's book authors who cannot afford an illustrator, but who needs illustrations for their books can have some benefits from the image creating. I know it's not the best way, and I know I'm one of those who drains the AI without knowledge, because my books are on pirate sites, and AI checks for learning all the sites on the internet, and so my books are also part of the AI training. But I think where light, it's darkness, and so we have to see how we can use it that no one has a damage or a loss. And I think then after, if we use it like that, it will be a great help.
Cool. Coming back to Unicorn then, what kinds of things are you looking forward to most? And I know we always have this conversation, and then it's always like, yeah, I can't tell you now. So it's a bit of a cliffhanger. Yeah. But there are maybe some things you can tell us that you're looking forward to.
There is actually a lot I can tell you this time. So as I said before, we are going to start a Kickstarter campaign. So we collect some money to be able to tell more stories. We want to write community stories where all the Kickstarters will be involved by giving a character, giving a name, making suggestions of the genre in which the story will happen. And maybe we will be able to create a series and or some standalone stories. We will see how far we come. And that's the first part. The second part is we finally started our beta testing. So the apps are live in the App Store and the Play Store. I'm going to give you our link tree where you can find all the social media accounts and all the links to the stores and to our website. And we finally have the first approvals, so we can start with our kid series. The first one will be Maya the Bee. And then we will have Mia and Me. So we are really, really happy and proud to have a huge partner like Studio 100 on our side. It's really, really special. And to have such a well-known and well-beloved character like Maya the Bee. And so we also will start creating content again. Content not only for kids especially, but also content from ourselves. And so I'm happy to start writing again. And I can't wait. I have some ideas. I won't tell you. I will tell you the next time.
There's always something.
No, we will start with the genre love. Comedy, we will have some thriller, maybe a bit horror, and all fantasy and all the in-betweens. So romanticy and dark romance, which is a mixture between romance and thriller. And we will see where I find my home, where the story will lead me to. Because I don't script anything. I have a sentence in my head which I start, and then after maybe 25K I can tell you the direction. But that will happen, and we will start opening the community, which means if you subscribe to the newsletter, you will be one of the first. And we hope that a lot of creative people will join us in that early stage, because we not only want to take from you, so in form of you fill our platform with life, we also have the possibility to give you something back, because we have a lot of connections in a lot of industry parts, and so we hope that we can also make a match, like, I don't know if I should say it, like a Tinder for creatives with the bigger
matchmaking. Yeah.
Matchmaking, yeah. Let's say matchmaking.
There's nothing wrong with Tinder, but matchmaking, of course.
Matchmaking sounds much, much better, of course. And so we hope that all the energy that comes from us and from all the creative people and from all the fans who will come will help us to create something pretty unique and special, and
a bit like a unicorn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Okay, cool. So obviously by the time this podcast comes out, I will already have subscribed myself, but I will naturally share the links that you send so that people can sign up for that, go and have a look, see all of the wonderful things that are planned. And so that will basically, by the time this episode launches, that will be available for people to register for, or is it already available for people to subscribe to?
You already can subscribe. So as soon as you drop the podcast, everybody will be ready to subscribe.
Fantastic. Okay. Fantastic. Julie Brooks, I'm so happy that I got the message from you a few days ago. I'm really happy to have something to really look forward to for 2025, because there's so much crap. But this is a really positive addition and a really nice note on which to kind of put 2024 to bed with the expectations and hopes of 2025. So I'm so happy.
Yeah, we all are, that we can finally move on and finally make entertainment great again. And
stealing someone's campaign slogan, that's okay. No, absolutely. And also, once again, I mean, a shout out obviously to you and also to your team, Jasmine, and everybody else who's been involved. You know them, if you want to give them a shout out as well. But to everybody involved at Unicorn, fantastic work, great determination, and fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. Fingers and toes.
I'll do my best. Thank you, Julia Books. Always good to have a chat with you. Always wonderful to hear about your plans and development. And I really look forward to the next time that we talk.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And let's see what we're talking about next time. And to keep the suspense a little bit higher. Let's see what we're talking next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't wait. And this time we will make the gap a little bit smaller than last time.
thank you very much. Yeah, that's a little gift to me as well. So
thank you
for that. Cool. All right. Great to have you back. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's always a pleasure.
And a mic. Two. And a mic.